I always say that your feminine in your marketing and in your business is like your brand voice, like how you come across, why people like to watch your content, why people like engaging with you, what is your passion, why are you here, the really deep, flowy kind of energy. And then the masculine is more like, how are you showing up every day? What are your routines around your business? What strategies are you using? Like, what goals are you setting? Things like that. And so we really need both in business to scale and to grow in a way that works and feels good.
Welcome to the Society Gal podcast, where trailblazing female entrepreneurs and creatives come together to spark change and build their dreams. This is where your passion meets purpose, and together, we're crafting a future where everyone has the tools to succeed. Welcome to the Society Gal podcast. We are so excited to have Emily here with us today, and she's going to tell us all about her amazing story and really creating content with balance and really balancing masculine and feminine energy. And this is just an amazing topic. I'm so excited to just break down, and she breaks it down so well. So let's just get started about how you got to this place, speaking about this really unique take on creating content. So just tell us your story on how you got here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to dive into this. So I'm Emily. I am a doula and have been a doula for the past 5 years of my life. And for the like last year, so we're talking like 2022 into 2023, I spent most of that time working overnight as a doula. And after about a year of doing that, and I'm also a single mom and just trying to balance all the different hats, I got super burnt out. Like, my face was swollen. I was not doing well, and my body really needed a break. And so in the meantime, I was kind of like playing with ideas of what I could do to create some space really for my body to recover and to create some space for rest in my life, but still have like some business going. And as I was kind of searching the internet and doing some research, the topic of virtual assistants came up. And I realized that I had actually secretly always loved the marketing side of being a doula, creating my website, creating my brochures, going to like networking events and stuff like that. I just actually loved it and was kind of naturally gifted at it. And so then I heard about virtual assistants and I thought, okay, that could be, you know, something that I can do. I have like this skill set that I can bring into here. And so that's when I started my business as a virtual assistant for birth professionals. And that was a year ago. And since then, I have evolved. I've niched down and now I specialize in marketing. And then I niched down more and now I specialize in like human-centered marketing. Basically, the way that that happened is when I first got into the marketing world, I realized that there was kind of two sides of it. And there is the side of it that's super strategic and like bro marketing, you know, the stuff that feels kind of icky and doesn't have a whole lot of space for our feminine. Then there was the super spiritual side that was not actually very helpful. It just talked more about manifesting, but not actual marketing strategy and tools. So I dove into both of those worlds and then found myself here in the middle, balancing the masculine and feminine. And that's what I needed for my business. And now that's what I help other people do as well.
I love that. Awesome. I'm so excited to dig in. Okay. So then let's talk about that. Let's talk about what does feminine and masculine energy balance look like in your business? Some people talk about this, but they don't talk about this. And so we're kind of mixing the two. So can you break that down for us on how to balance that?
Yeah. Well, as far as like the how, I think it's like even helpful to talk about like what that is and what that looks like. Cause I think masculine and feminine can be these kind of like buzzwords, right? It's like your sacred inner feminine. And it's like, okay, but what is that? Like, what does that look like? Especially in business, especially in marketing, that's like so niched down. And so basically the feminine is the more like free flowing, creative side of your business. And the masculine is the more like strategic and structured side of your business. So if you think of like, the way I like to explain it is if you think of like a river, like the feminine is the water that's flowing in the river. And the masculine is like the earth and like the riverbed that's holding it. Mm-hmm. Without the riverbed, the water would just kind of like flush out and like disappear and just soak back into the earth. But because it has this space holding it and this structure holding it, it's able to flow. And then same for the riverbed. Without the water, it would just dry up and there would be no point for it existing. They go really well hand in hand together. Yeah, but as far as like what that looks like, I think we could talk like specifics. I always say that your feminine in your marketing and in your business is like your brand voice, like how you come across, why people like to watch your content, why people like engaging with you. What is your passion? Why are you here? The really deep, flowy kind of energy. And then the masculine is more like, how are you showing up every day? What are your routines around your business? What strategies are you using? Like, what goals are you setting? Things like that. And so we really need both in business to scale and to grow in a way that works and feels good.
Yeah, and we're going to dig deeper into like how you can create that balance, but I
Yeah.
love how you talked about what are both, where like masculine is more tangible and feminine is more like the energy or the tone in your business. So let's talk about what heavy masculine looks like and what heavy feminine look like. What does it look like when one is out of balance in your business?
Yeah, I love that. Another way that people might understand that is like this, the phrase of like wounded masculine or wounded feminine is the same, like heavy masculine, heavy feminine. And that, so from like a masculine perspective, if you are existing in your like heavy or wounded masculine, then you're probably lacking passion. You're probably burning out. You are like overly strategic and your content, probably you're not feeling very creative. You're not feeling very inspired. You're kind of going with what you feel like you should do based on what other people say. Maybe you're lacking confidence and having imposter syndrome and just feeling kind of like shackled by your business and not very inspired by it. So I would say that that is more of the like heavy masculine. I think that shows up in content creation and marketing whenever we're just following trends and not really carving our own path and not feeling very confident in the things that we say on camera and just really like toning ourselves out of our content, I think is that like really heavy masculine, the wounded masculine
Yeah,
space.
and like try to have like these do it this way strategy just to get the job done or just to get the sale or just to get it, you know, without the feeling, which like you said before, we see that a lot in bro marketing where it's so heavy masculine. That works for some people where you're just like get the sale. It doesn't matter how you get it, get the sale. It doesn't matter how you create content, just create the content. So I definitely feel that myself a lot of the time. And I like how you said how, you know, you're seeing other people do these things and you want us to do what other people are doing because you see them getting the sale or you see them getting, you know, creating the content nicely, but you don't know how they're doing it. So just like, I'm going to do it no matter what, however I see it done, I'm going to just go do it. It doesn't matter if it aligns with me or anything. I'm just going to do it because they're successful. So I want to be successful. So I like, it's almost like that just tunnel vision of just like, I'm going headstrong no matter how it actually feels or like actually how it feels to do it or make the sale or anything like that. So I definitely see that. I love how you showed what it looks like in your business. So let's talk about heavy feminine. Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, I love too what you said about like the just getting the sale and like trying to rush through that because also I think we all know how it feels to consume content that is made from that space and it doesn't feel good. It feels like empty. It feels gross. It feels like,
You can
and
feel
it's
it. Like
like
you can
you
feel
can
the
feel
energy.
it. Yeah, and it doesn't feel great. That's the stuff that everybody just skips past. And on the heavy wounded feminine side, I would say that this is whenever we are a little bit too go with the flow. And just kind of like, oh, I'll just like post whenever, or I'll just post whatever. I'll post when I'm inspired. Because the problem there is that that's not consistent. And marketing, especially social media marketing, is a long game. It's not like you create one post when you're super inspired and then that one post launches your whole offer. Like it's a really, I like to say it's like a tapestry, and each post adds a little bit more to the tapestry to make it this overall cohesive experience of your brand. And when we're relying on being inspired as our marketing strategy, it's really draining and it's really inconsistent and it doesn't do a whole lot for our business. And so I think whenever we're in that wounded feminine space and just super free flowing and just going with the flow and going with what we're inspired by, then we kind of risk not seeing a whole lot of results from the effort that we're putting in and not consistently growing with our business.
Yeah, I feel like it's also a comfier space. Well, especially when there's a lot of women listening to this, I feel like it's almost like you're staying a little more comfortable because you're like, oh, I feel inspired, so I'll do it. Instead of like, well, I need to do this because I have to make money. You know, like, I mean, there's a balance, which you're going to talk about in a minute on how to create that. But I feel like what's comfortable here just to go off my hormones or my feelings and however I feel. I feel like.
Yeah, 100%. And I totally get that. I am such a free-flowing person and very intuitive. I have so much Cancer in my chart and everything. I am a highly intuitive business owner for sure. And so that's been a really tough spot for me, has been realizing that and working on ways to work with my intuition and flow so that I don't feel shackled by the strategy, but more supported in how to mix both of them together. Yeah, that's been really helpful for me.
I love that because I feel like there's also a lot of us that can say, well, I'm always like this, or I can only work this way. And I think this podcast is really just showing we're going to talk about how you can do both because we can bring in the masculine, bring in the feminine to make it work for us because we do need both. I mean, I love how you talked about the river because that was like the best way to look at it and just to really make it work for us because what you're going to be hearing on how, you know, it works for you or somebody else is just never going to be the same for anybody. And I loved how you said that earlier. It's just never like the feminine masculine balance is never going to be the same for each person. It's going to be so different. And that's why copying someone else's strategy is just not going to work.
Yeah, it's just not going to work. And unfortunately, there's like so much out there about like steal my strategy. And I think for like small things like that, that can be really helpful, even if it's just to like get you sparked and get you started. But ultimately, whatever you're using on a daily, weekly, monthly basis for your business needs to be yours. And it takes time and trial and error, unfortunately, to like really find that. And people don't want to hear that because it's not super sexy. It's not like super fun to hear, like, yeah, you're gonna have to mess up a few times before you really find your groove with this. But it's just true. And I think it's worth it because I know for myself, like, the times when I post the content that I'm super inspired by, it does so well on my account, like, super high engagement and so many likes, and everybody loves it. And it's like, oh, you're so amazing. And like, I love what you said. And I'm like, woohoo, like, that's so fun. I should always post that way. And then I post like sales content, you know, and maybe it gets like way less likes and not as much, you know, engagement and everything like that. But like, I get a client from it. And it's really just to say that both are so important because we're creating content not just to get likes and followers, but to run our business. And both pieces are such a key part.
Actually convert. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
right.
I love how you pointed that out because I think people can get really discouraged by posting more of a sales post or something. To make a decision, people need both. Like to make a decision about your business, they need both things. Oh, she's maybe they found you because you're so inspiring, but then they see the other parts of what you offer and they're like, oh yes, like this and this together. Yes, like that's what I want. Because people need the information. Like they need the
They
information to actually make a
do.
decision. And they can't just make a decision typically off of an inspirational post, you know?
Yeah, it's such a good point because, like, there's the way I see it, it's like there's three main, like, different types of contents, like attraction content, which is the stuff that gets people in your world and, you know, like makes them follow you and like gets them clarity on your brand. And then, like, nurture content is the stuff that makes them like trust you a whole lot, like the educational type of content. And then the like convert content is like you're saying, you're just sharing information about your offer with them. It doesn't have to be super salesy. It doesn't have to come from a place of like, oh, I'm like forcing someone to buy something. You're just sharing information of, hey, if you like to be here, if you're enjoying being in my world, like here's how we can be in each other's worlds together. I think that's a really nice way to simplify it and not get too mentally and emotionally worked up about the sales piece of
I mean,
content.
there's so many people that I'm inspired by or that I see, and I'm like, well, how do I even work with you? Like, so
Tell
hard to
me.
figure out how to work with you in what way, because I think that just comes across. I'm just like that kind of scared, like fear of like, oh, if I put something that's about how to work with me is like so icky, or you know, there's a whole thing on that of how people feel that way. But I can see that in someone's page that they have all this inspirational stuff, and then you're like, wait, how do I work with you? But I think everyone, where it's a business, you're a business, right? And you got it. We have to act like it. But I think that is a difficult step. A little tangent, but yeah.
For sure.
Okay, so let's talk about then. Let's just dig deep into how you can create that balance because we touched on it a little bit, but really just digging into what this is, I think really just all these examples are really helping people understand just like what is this and what does it look like in our business. And I mean, I again, like I've never heard of this take on content. That's why I'm just so excited for this podcast episode because this conversation's so good. So let's talk about how can we create that balance and what that looks like to mix both and then just find one that works for you personally. So how can we do that?
So when it comes to how we actually do this and how we implement this, I like to break it down into three main pillars. And the first one is getting clear on what you're talking about. because a lot of marketing is words, whether you're typing them in a caption, typing them in a carousel, saying them in a video. A lot of the content that we create has to do with words as well as the visuals and everything. And so when it comes to that, I think getting clear on your message and how to position yourself in a way that works with your ideal client, but also like feels aligned and feels good to you is so important, because that way when you go to create content, you're not having to like reinvent the wheel every single time of like, wait, how do I talk about this offer? Having the words that you use to talk about that already laid out is going to make that so much easier, because then you can feel however you need to feel while you're creating it, but you already have the structures out there supporting you and like just piecing everything together instead of being emotional and scared and everything and then trying to figure out what you're going to say at the same time. I've been there and it's like so overwhelming.
When you get into that clarity of your brand, you have that kind of that feeling of like, oh, I know this is really going to help somebody. Like that feeling of, oh, I know this is going to help my person. Like, I know whatever I'm going to say is just going to be so inspirational, so helpful, so like going to help them on their journey. When you really understand who that person is and how you help them, that content just kind of like, for me, it just flows out, because I'm like, I know this is so helpful to somebody. It's going to shift their perspective. It's going to change their life in a little way. And when you make content in that way, I mean, it feels really exciting to create.
Yeah, I love that so much, because it's so true. The content that we create not only does wonders for our business, but it can literally change the world, because someone that you're going out and that you're inspiring them on the other side of their screen, you don't know that they might see that and then put their phone down and be inspired to take a really big action in their life. Even if that means that they're hiring you, you know, to do that with them or whatever the choice is that they make after that. Like the content that we create not only ripples out into our business, but ripples out into the world, which is huge.
Yes, I love that, how you said that, because I think so often we focus on me, me, I with our content and who's going to book us, who's going to be our client, you know, but we have no idea that our content can affect somebody that never works with us and like actually change their life, and they'll never work with us. They'll never message us. We'll never know that that actually happens. I think that feeling of knowing that just that one piece of content can do wonders and actually literally change the world one person at a time, really just, I feel like, releases, like it's a relief, like a relief, I feel like, instead of like this burden of like, I need to do this to be successful. It's like, we're already successful by showing up and sharing our voice, which is just something that if we continue to remember that truth about ourselves, we can just be a lot more free with what we do when we create content, I think.
Hey, this is Dana from Society Gal, and I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about the Society Gal Academy, the exclusive membership that helps entrepreneurs like you launch, grow, and scale your business. Join weekly expert-led workshops, access to on-demand courses, and connect with a supportive network of go-getters just like you. Are you ready to elevate your business? Visit Society Gal Academy today.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like stop putting so much pressure on your content to perform a certain way, because by holding onto it so tightly, you're actually like making it, that energy is getting stuck. And if you can just like loosen up a little bit and have fun with it, then it's so much easier and so much flowier, and you'll be so much more inspired, and you'll come off so differently in your content. Like I remember some of the content I made in the early days. Like one other piece of my story that I'll throw in real quick here is when I was doing my doula business and creating content for that, I feel like I was like had such a hard time with all of these things. And so then when I started my VA business, I promised myself that I would figure out this content creation thing. I was like, I will not struggle with this again. Like this will not be a thorn for me anymore. Like this is going to be something I enjoy. This is going to be something that's easy. And now like that's my reality, but it's like I had to like learn so many different things and really understand like why is this so hard? Like why does this feel the way that it does? And so the second point of that is like not only the brand messaging and like what you're saying to your clients, but also the strategy behind it, which is like how often are you posting? What types of content are you creating? When are you creating them? Like when are you posting them? And all of the little details that go into that, because what that allows you to do is then show up to your content creation space and have the like masculine structures around you to then like flow your feminine creativity into and be really supported in that. So that way you're not like, okay, I need to create a week's worth of content or a month's worth of content or something like that. And then you go to start and you're just like sitting at your computer, like frozen. You're like, okay, but what does that actually mean? Like, what am I making? Am I making a reel? Am I making a carousel? Like, what's it supposed to be about? And so your content strategy kind of helps just guide you. It doesn't have to be so like, doesn't have to decide every single word that you say, but it just kind of gives you some general like guidance for what each piece of content should be based on what your business goals are. And that's different for everybody. So that's like a really important thing to remember too, is like there's so much content out there.
I think a lot of us are so creative and we think, okay, that person over there is a type A to a B to a, you know, to a heart, like their heart is type A, their mind's type A, and they're so good at doing this rigidness. And a lot of us actually are just not like that.
I'm not like that at all.
I think we have to realize and understand, like you said, why is this not working for me? Such a good question. Why is this not working for me? And figure out what will make it more fluid, make it more free, have some strategy, make something that's going to be more fluid and free, you know, that's going to work for you with your creativity and the way you work and your personality. And all this.
And I love that you said that, because it can feel that way. Like, oh, I need to be this like super organized person. And I think like pretty, I'm like looking at my work desk as I say this. And I'm like, I'm like pretty organized. I do like a certain level of structure just to optimize my time. Like that's my biggest thing. I really value my time and my energy and being really mindful of it. I wear so many hats in life. I'm a mom, I'm a doula, I run this business, I do work for my clients and all these different things, running a home, trying to be a good person and do my own inner healing and make time for myself. It's a lot. Sometimes I do not have the time or energy to sit around guessing what to do. And so it more comes from that space. I really just want to be efficient and make the most of my creative energy. But I definitely wouldn't say that I'm like a super type A person at all. And that's why I love teaching content strategy, because I've realized how supportive it is for people who aren't type A to have some level of structure around that.
Yeah. And we can bring that type A-ness into our life. Like we do need that. I like how you said the fluidity. And I think that takes also time to understand what that is. I mean, there's so many content strategies and ways of trying to create content. For me personally, I'm sure you've done that.
So many.
You talked about your story already, but man, it takes a lot of time to be like, oh, this feels really good. And then it'll change.
That's super underrated. Like people want to find, like, I feel like there's this myth out there that it's like, this is the thing that you do in your business. And it's just, we're humans. Like we change and we evolve. That it's literally like the core essence of our existence is to evolve and change. We're going to change. And so I think, definitely you're on a good point there. It's like to be okay with that and to make space for that is super important.
Yeah, so not being super structured allows for that too. Because we're so creative and things change and our clients change and who we want to serve changes. Mm-hmm. And being okay with that kind of shift, I think will help us grow even more, right?
Yeah. And the last piece that I would add to that, as far as like how to misbalance, is to think about also your like content creation routines and structures. So like, how are you actually implementing this into your life? I think part of that wounded feminine space, and I am still working on because I also have ADHD, but it's the time that it takes to create content and being aware of that. I used to think, oh, I'll just create a piece of content real quick. And then 2 hours later, be like, okay, that did not happen very quickly. And so I think that it's so important to also keep in mind, like, when am I going to do this? I do have to carve out time for it. It's not something that's just going to happen. I do have moments every now and then where I'm really inspired and I have a free moment and I'm like, I'm just going to make this real right now. And that's fine, but I can't like depend on that being what happens every time. And so I think it's important to just be mindful of how are you putting that into your schedule and how are you making that work for your life so that you can show up consistently?
Yeah. I mean, I like how you said routines and schedule and really just a lifestyle change. Like that's what it is. Like, how can you make this a lifestyle change? Cause it is, you have to shift your lifestyle to let this in, just like, you know, working out, you know, it's a lifestyle change. So you have to be the content creator. And what would you do, or what do you need to do to become one, like in your daily tasks? And that's why I love how you said, like map the process, like what are you doing? How are you doing it? Your routines of what it looks like, because without that structure, I mean, again, it's like the whole go with the flow thing.
Yeah. I love what you said about mapping out the process, because that is such a key piece that I talk about with my clients too, because we don't just go from like nothing to a completed piece of content in like, you know, a few minutes. There are steps involved and some steps are harder than others. And I feel like when we get really intentional about that and like how you can do each one using your gifts and your like most aligned way, then it becomes so much easier to create content. Some of these steps might be like, first of all, coming up with an idea for your post. And then there's like lots of different ways to do that. I personally have a running document that's like literally 30 pages long. It's ridiculous. Of just like different content ideas that I jot down whenever I'm inspired. Or you might be an on the spot kind of person, or you might be really strategic and you like to use more strategy to come up with your ideas. So it's like, okay, what is your best way of doing that? And then we go from idea to copywriting. So writing the words for the carousel, writing the words for the caption, or writing the words for a real script or whatever it is that you're creating. And then we go into like creating graphics, filming the video, and then we go into scheduling or posting. And so there might be, you might break up the different tasks into different days. Like there's so many different ways to do this that can work for you and create more space for you and your life in content creation. So that way it's not such a daunting task or something that's easy to put on the back burner.
There's so much power in mapping out a process in anything in your business. I mean, there's so much power. And I like how you said, you look at each step and you're like, okay, how can I make this work for me in each of these steps? Or you're going to notice, I hate this one step. Like I get stuck at this one step. Why do I get stuck at this one step? Maybe it's the actual creation of the content, right? The ideas. A lot of us probably have a million ideas. And then you're like, well, how can I implement it? What can I do to make the implementation or the creation of the content easier? What am I telling myself, right? Like when I'm creating it, am I telling myself I suck at copy writing? Like that was always my thing, was like, I suck at writing copy. That was like my big limiting belief that I kept telling myself. But noticing that you tell yourself that is like, wait, let me shift this. Let me, you know, shift this whole wording, verbiage that I'm telling myself. And that just that shift in that one workflow piece can make a really big difference in your content. I mean, and just shifting your limiting beliefs, things you're telling yourself, right?
I shared on my stories today, I just bought like a little clip-on microphone, like a Bluetooth microphone to use when I create content, because I'm going to be experimenting with some new types of content here soon. And I was laying in bed looking over at this microphone and I was like, wow, like, you know, people who own microphones and people that buy microphones, they have something really important to say. Like, you don't just have a microphone just because you're hanging out. Like, you've got something to say if you've got a microphone. And I still struggle to see myself as someone with something important, something valid to say that other people want to hear. And that affects the way that in the past I've shown up in content. And I really feel like my success in marketing and success in business has like been linear with like my healing journey and how much I've released shame and visibility wounds, and like all of that like inner healing plays a really big part into your content. And I feel like people don't talk about that enough, because a lot of us, we are scared to like say the wrong thing, or we're scared to be seen, or we're scared to express ourselves and like not be accepted. Like there's so many different things that can go under that also make content creation kind of sticky.
Yeah. And that goes along with like the whole masculine feminine energy thing, like being in tune with both. Because again, if you go all masculine, you're like, I don't care what I think, or, you know, why I'm not doing this or whatever. You're just like, go, go, go. When I feel like the feminine, you know, you're a lot more like, okay, why? How am I feeling this? Why am I feeling this? What are the thoughts coming up? Like the whole thing that I had was just like, you suck at writing. It's like, well, you can sit there in that thought, which I did for a while, or you can be like, what would a writer that is really good do every day? Like, what would they do? They would write captions. You know, they would write. That's what a really good writer, someone who is a good writer, would do that every single day. And so I'm like, hey, what can I do to become that right now? And that shift, instead of just like wallowing in our like, I can't speak. Or another one was for me was like, I thought I mumbled a lot and that I couldn't start a podcast, or I couldn't do anything on video because I mumbled too much. Cause that's what I was told when I was younger. You mumble too much. I'm like, oh, I speak horribly. And all my friends are like, what are you talking about? That makes no sense.
Aww.
So it's like, I love how you say that, that it's so important to recognize what we're telling ourselves, or what, you know, someone told us that we believe, because man, that shows up so powerfully in our content and prevents us from just, our voices are so important to be out there and heard, every single one of us.
Yeah, that's so true. And you're totally right. That is the masculine piece coming in, because even if you're scared, really scared of being on camera, or you really think that you're making crappy content, well, guess what? If your content strategy says that you got to create three pieces of content this week, like you're going to be showing up and doing it anyways. And even if it's bad, even if you think that it's bad, I'm sure it's really great. But even if you think that it's bad, or even if you're tripping over your words, it's like, at least you're practicing. Content creation is like a muscle. And, you know, the more that you exercise it and the more that you do it, the easier that it gets, but you do have to still show up. For some of my clients, that looks like showing up once a week and working that into their schedule and then growing that even more. It doesn't have to be this like, you need to post every day or anything like that. It's just to say like, it's important to at least be consistent and show up in a way that works for you.
Yeah, and we were talking about this before too on the prep call of just, you know, we don't have to post 20 times a week. You know, it's, I think more than ever, it's about quality over quantity. You know, more than ever, it's about quality over quantity. And when you can show up as your best self that one time a week compared to just shoveling off crappy content 5 times a week, that one post is going to matter way more. And again, it's like that showing up every single week, one time with a really great, insanely great post or a really great, just like you showed up today kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And at that point, your marketing, your content creation, it might be more for you than it is for your clients. And that's okay, because that stage is really important in order to get you to like where you ultimately want to end up. We've got to start working through some of the sludge and some of the slime that's like covering your like expression and everything like that, because they really believe that we're all little like fractals of the divine, and we have such a beautiful expression. And like you said earlier, such amazing things to share that people really need to hear. I'm a huge proponent of creating more than you're consuming. That's a personal value that I hold for myself. So anytime that I notice that I'm off balance with that, like if I'm just consuming a whole lot and then not creating anything, that's when I know that I'm kind of steering off into the wrong direction, because I start filling my head with other people's voices and losing my own.
I've talked about it before too. It's just like overconsumption. The reason why we're so stuck is because we're sitting here for 2 hours looking at, I need more ideas, I need more inspiration from other people. But this whole episode is really about like, listen to Emily, right? Listen to Emily about you need your own balance. You need your own. And I love that little intention of just creating more than consuming. I mean, if we could do more of that, man, like when I'm not looking at other people's Instagram or other people's stuff, I can just create, create, create.
Amazing.
We're in our power.
Yeah. And that might be really, you know, it is a huge step up for a lot of people to put their voice out there and to create more. It's like a really empowered space to be in, and to create these kind of like rules and your own way of doing things can be a big like power step for a lot of people that maybe they think like, well, who are they to do that? Or like, they're not ready for that and anything like that. But you know, that's how you got to where you're at. That's how I got to where I'm at. That's how the people that you're consuming their content, that's how they got to where they're at. And they showed up and created something. Yeah, my piece of advice would be to just start somewhere. Exactly.
I love that. Okay, awesome. Well, before we totally end today, I always love to hear, because I mean, this was amazing. So much just great way to take on content with awareness, with mindfulness, with really just focusing on your own self and body and intuition. I loved this episode. So thank you so much for sharing. I love to ask the question of a failure turn learning lesson, or just a really big learning lesson in your business that you've had and that you can share with everybody.
Ooh, that's a great question. Okay. Honestly, I feel like it goes kind of in line with what we were just talking about. I don't think it was like one specific moment more than it was like just a general theme of like not trusting myself. And that came a lot from like my own past and like previous relationships I've been in and everything like that, where I just learned like, okay, I should not trust myself. I should not listen to my own thoughts. I should only do what other people tell me to do. And that kind of goes against like what a entrepreneur and a CEO needs to do. CEO needs to make decisions and needs to show up and like believe in what they're putting out there, or else you're on your way to burning out if you're just going to do things the way that other people think you should do it. And so I think one of my bigger failures was just for so long trusting other people more than I trusted myself. And I am so grateful now to be in a place where I trust myself and trust my ideas and trust my voice. And coming from that has been like one of my favorite things that I like to share with other people, because that's been one of my biggest struggles, is trusting myself to just be me, and that is good enough and that is valuable enough.
I love that. Thank you for leaving us with that. That's awesome. Where can whoever's listening connect with you and find you? And
yeah, I would love, love, love to connect with you guys on Instagram. I love growing my community on there and seeing what everyone is up to. So you can follow me there. I am at the.helpers.hub. And that's pretty much it right now. That's like my main spot that I hang out. I do have some really fun free things coming up soon that I can't unfortunately like share right now. But if you like this podcast and you like this community, then you should definitely get in touch with me on Instagram, because I'll have some amazing free things coming up soon that'll be super of value to anyone who is trying to pursue their dream life and loves doing that with other people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Emily, for being on. It's so amazing to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad that we did this.